So the Fed has raised interest rates by 75 basis points. And of course, that's going to translate into much larger increases in home mortgage loan rates and auto loan rates and bank loan rates to business expansion efforts and things like that. So it's going to become more expensive to borrow money. And this is the Fed's attempt to try to reel in inflation, which in the real world is about 20%, maybe more, 20 to 25%, really depending on, you know, which consumer goods that you count. But if you look at food prices, they're up way more than 20%. If you look at the price of restaurant meals, they're up way more than 20%. I mean, a lot of restaurants are up 40%. Some are up 50%. It's very common these days. Almost every restaurant has been raising prices. You probably noticed that as well. Of course, homes have become very expensive over the last couple of years. In some cases, more than doubling in price in certain areas. And then, of course, also fuel has more than doubled in price since Trump was president. I remember seeing gas at $1.99 a gallon when Trump was president, and now it's over $4 a gallon at the same gas stations. And of course, it's going to go much higher before the end of this year as well. So inflation is real. It's just the government, of course, doesn't count food and fuel and other basics. They just don't count that. They ignore that so they can lie about inflation and claim it's really 9% when it's more like 20%. So the Fed's rate increase is designed to reel in inflation, but it's going to cause so much economic pain and a downturn in the real estate market and in the automobile market, and it's going to cause a lot of jobs to be lost because, well, there will be a reduction of business expansions, be a reduction in new hiring, and some businesses will contract. They'll be laying off people. For example, there are all kinds of layoffs and firings happening right now in the home mortgage industry and the home construction industry. Just home retailing and real estate across the board is just suffering a catastrophic fall off a cliff right now. It just, new home sales have just halted in many areas compared to just 3 or 4 months ago. And home foreclosure starts are now up 440% compared to a year ago. Foreclosure starts means new foreclosures that are just being initiated. And from June of 21 versus June of 22, that number has risen 440%. So the bottom line is the Fed is not going to be able to tackle inflation as they had hoped to. And because of all the carnage in real estate and the job sector and so on, they're going to capitulate. The Fed is going to be forced to reverse itself. And I believe that before the end of this year, they're going to start lowering rates once again, and they're going to crank up quantitative easing instead of quantitative tightening. They're going to go right back into QE. They're going to be flooding the markets with all kinds of new money to try to save the economy, as they say. But what they'll really be doing is surrendering to inflation and setting us all on a course for the total destruction of the dollar. And that means we're going to go from inflation to hyperinflation at some point, and then the collapse of the dollar. Now, this isn't going to be an overnight process. It's going to take some time, but it will be accelerated. And it's going to be accelerated additionally by the announcement of the BRICS nations of their new global reserve currency, which is backed by commodities such as gold and silver, mining commodities, energy commodities, probably food, you know, grains and so on, from Russia, China, India, probably Nigeria will be on board, obviously Iran and South Africa, and many other nations around the world, representing the vast majority of the world population, by the way. They will move to this new global reserve currency system, the BRICS system. And when that happens, the dollar will be denounced as the global reserve currency. So the petrodollar status will collapse virtually overnight at that point. And nations around the world will abandon the dollar and move into the BRICS system. Because, well, they don't want to be punished by the cry-bully Western nations that will cut you off from the SWIFT system if you don't obey their geopolitical mandates, you know, the World Economic Forum, globalism, and all that garbage. So nations that have just been watching all this, they're going to dump the dollar and move into the BRICS system. And by the way, if you want to buy energy, you want to be able to do business with Russia. And if you want to buy manufactured goods, you want to be able to do business with China. And if you want to buy cheaper manufactured goods, you want to do business with India, and so on. And if you want also cheap oil, you want to do business with Nigeria. And so as this happens, imagine the ramifications if China announces no more exports to America. What if China has an export embargo to the United States and just declares the U.S. to be an enemy nation, as Russia has done, you know, the unfriendly nation designation? China could do that overnight, and that would be the end of America. It would be the end. No supply chain. America does not have a domestic supply for the parts, for the appliances, for the automobiles, the microchips, the plastics and resins and polymers and, you know, textiles and everything you can think of, every single thing that goes into cars and planes and buildings and homes and everything. Almost all of it comes out of China or other countries. When China denounces the U.S., it's over when exports are blocked. So understand that the U.S. is on the verge of collapsing into a third world existence with a useless fiat currency that will have no value. The dollar will utterly collapse. The world will denounce the dollar and denounce the United States and its bullying of the world, which has been going on for generations. And Western Europe will fall as well. So the UK will collapse. Germany will collapse. You're going to start to see that this winter with a lack of energy. And the United States will collapse. And then, of course, Australia will fall, Canada will fall, and so on. I mean, the whole world order is going to be completely reconfigured. And some people ask me, well, where should I go? It doesn't matter where you go, folks. You're on planet Earth. You're going to deal with this. So the strategy to survive this is to be prepared, be able to make it through at least a year with no grocery stores functioning, no banks functioning, no transportation functioning, no trains, no trucks, no coal, no power grid, nothing functioning. 90% of the population will die in that scenario, if that is sustained. Even for 6 months, 90% will die. America will collapse to a fraction of its current size, but there will still be survivors, and it'll be the preppers. It won't be the lunatic leftists in the cities. They will mostly die. And we might get invaded by China during this entire process because China wants to take over North America. And it will be hard to defend ourselves against China because the military has outsourced everything to China and other countries. And, of course, the military is purging all the good patriots and Christians and pro-America people who might defend this country. So it's going to be messy, folks. But understand, the picture is becoming very clear now. There's now no doubt where this goes. The dollar collapses. America collapses. There'll be riots, looting, lawlessness, revolutions, maybe secession and civil war in certain areas. We don't know every little detail of what's going to happen, but we know the big picture. America collapses, and the vast majority do not survive. The question is, you know, which side of this equation do you want to be on? Stay informed. Watch my website, prepwithmike.com, and also brighteon.com, and you can read more at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening, and thank you for preparing for what's coming, because we will be the survivors who will rebuild this nation. Thank you for listening. God bless America. Take care.